Good afternoon, and thank you for joining today's telephone town hall hosted by the C470 Express Lanes team. My name is Liz Adams, and I will be your moderator as we discuss the upcoming C470 construction with CDOT Project Director Jerome Estes, CDOT Owners Representative Josh Barrett, Matt Barnes, Project Manager for the contractor Flatiron AECOM LLC, and Dave Mantell, Deputy Project Director for Flatiron AECOM. Before we get started, I want to tell you about the format of today's call. We want this to be very interactive. So if you want to ask our panel a question, please press star 3 on your telephone keypad and you will be transferred to an operator who will take down some basic information. Once the operator notes your information, you will be returned to the meeting and can listen to the conversation until you are called upon. So press star 3 on your keypad to ask a question. Since our panel would like to get to as many questions as possible, we ask that you limit yourself to only one question. If you are chosen, I will call your name and ask you to repeat your question for our live audience. CDOT Project Director Jerome Estes, will you get us started by talking a little bit about the history of the C470 project?
Sure. As Liz mentioned, my name is Jerome Estes, and I'm the project director with the Colorado Department of Transportation on this great C470 project. At CDOT, we're about saving lives, improving the quality of life for all Coloradans, and then also increasing Colorado's economic competitiveness via transportation. We all know that the C470 corridor is heavily congested, and what we found is that when we address congestion, we also improve safety. So we're excited to begin construction on this project knowing that congestion is going to worsen in the future, and it's already bad enough for those of you, as those of you who travel the corridor regularly clearly understand. The C470 project will provide people with transportation choices and operational efficiencies so that transit riders, carpoolers, single occupant drivers, and even walkers and bicyclists can benefit from the same project. Central to this project is trip reliability. We've found over time that when you simply add capacity, that capacity fills up. And the express lane is meant to offer motorists a reliable trip so that if they need to get to a soccer game at a certain time or get to a daycare pickup, they can have more predictable begin and end times for their trips. And speaking of travel times, we are projecting we could offer up to 18 minutes of travel time savings for a motorist traveling in the PM peak or the afternoon commute home. Typically, we think of the C470 corridor being a commuter corridor where folks generally go to work in the morning using the corridor and then they come home. So you could realize up to 18 minutes of travel time savings in the westbound direction during that afternoon, evening commute. For the C470 improvements, the Colorado Department of Transportation is using a design-build delivery mechanism. And what that means is that we're allowing design and construction to occur concurrently, but what that really means for you as a business owner or a resident is that we are shortening the time to opening day by having those two activities go on concurrently. We're excited to have the Flatiron AECOM team on board. We had a very competitive process, and they were successful. We've already begun work on this great project, excited to have them as part of our team. CDOT will oversee this project throughout its design and construction. And speaking of oversight, I'll introduce our owner rep project engineer, Josh Barrett with TSH.
Thanks, Jerome. Good afternoon, everybody. Again, my name is Josh Barrett with Savara Simmons Holderness. I'll be working with CDOT as the project engineer, and I'll be working directly with the design builder, Flatiron AECOM, to meet all those goals that Jerome just discussed, and really with the ultimate goal of delivering a top-quality project to the taxpayers of Colorado. So I'm actually a resident of the area and frequently use C470 and the local businesses and streets. So I'm sure I have a lot of the same concerns of that many of you have. So that being said, one of our most important goals is really to minimize impacts to the traveling public and local businesses and streets. So I'd just like to say a lot of work, hard work's gone into getting this project off the ground, and I'm excited to be a part of it. So thanks.
Thank you, Jerome and Josh. As Jerome noted, this project will be managed by CDOT and built by Flatiron AECOM LLC. Matt Barnes, would you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about the scope and schedule of the project?
Sure. My name is Matt Barnes, and I'm the project manager for the contractor, Flatiron AECOM, and overseeing all the construction of the C470 Express Lanes project. The scope of the project and the limits of it extend from I-25 to Wadsworth Boulevard. As part of the project, C-470 will be improved to add express lanes. There will be two westbound express lanes from I-25 to Colorado Boulevard added, with that extending from Colorado Boulevard to Wadsworth Boulevard with one westbound express lane. Eastbound, we will add one express lane from just west of Wadsworth to I-25. Motorists will have the choice of using the existing two general purpose or free lanes or pay to use the express lanes. Additionally, as part of the project, we will add auxiliary lanes between the interchanges that are spaced closely together. These locations include University to Broadway, Broadway to Lucent, Lucent to Santa Fe, and Santa Fe to Platte Canyon westbound. The schedule for construction for the C-470 improvements between I-25 and Wadsworth will begin in the fall of 2016 with construction completion by spring of 2019.
Thank you, Matt. We do have a few questions, and remember, please, that if you would like to ask a live question, you can press *3 on your keypad, and you will be transferred to an operator who will take down some basic information. We have a couple of online questions. The first one is, how is this project funded?
Okay. This is Jerome Estes. I'll go ahead and field that. We have about $110 million secured in state and federal funding, and the total project cost without financing is around $276 million. Obviously, a big part of our project budget includes loans that will be repaid via toll revenues. So this is just demonstrative of the situation we are in with our current budget. We cannot do projects like this with just money we have in the bank, so we are being innovative so that we can deliver projects like this to the public sooner.
Great, thanks. Another question for our panel. When will ramp construction begin?
I can take that, Liz. This is Dave Mantel with Flatiron AECOM. Ramp construction will begin in the spring of 2017.
Great, thank you. We've had a couple of good questions so far. If you would like to ask our panel a question, please press *3 on your keypad. Earlier, Matt mentioned some of the construction specifics. This might be a good time to ask Dave Mantel, Deputy Project Manager for the contractor, Flatiron AECOM LLC, to explain some of the intricacies involved in construction and how they could impact business owners and commuters.
Thanks, Liz. So the project will consist of 12 bridge widenings along the alignment. Two new bridges will be built at the South Platte River. There will be seven toll points along the alignment. We'll install new communications infrastructure for the entire length. Two new trail underpasses will be constructed, one at South Colorado and one at South Quebec. On the C-470 trail, there'll be noise walls constructed, and the entire road will be new concrete pavement. You know, one of the big design improvements will be at the intersection of I-25 and C-470 interchange. So there'll be three direct connect ramps included that will provide drivers the choice to either utilize the westbound express lanes or to travel in the free lanes when entering westbound C-470 from I-25 or from E-470. So on the lane closures and construction, during construction, we'll have the same number of lanes open on C-470 that exist today. So most of it is two lanes are operating right now. We'll have two lanes during construction. Anytime we do need to close a lane, it'll be during the evening hours or on weekends. Talking a little bit more about the ramps to follow up on that question, we understand this is a heavily traveled area, and so we won't close two adjacent ramps simultaneously. So we won't close Broadway and University off-ramps in the same weekend. And we will implement long-term traffic patterns and construction, like I said, will not close to adjacent ramps at the same time. That ramp construction will begin in the spring of 17. So some places to get information on where these impacts will be communicated will be on electronic message boards that line C470, on the project website, on codetrip.org, or by calling 511. There's also a 24-hour project hotline to address any specific questions or concerns. The phone number is 303-347-0507, and we also have a project email that will respond back to you at c470info@flatironcorp.com. So those are some of the specifics. Like Mr. Barnes said earlier, overall construction will begin in the fall of 2016. October, we're looking at starting in October time frame. In the area west of the beginning area will be from Lucent to Quebec, so just west of Lucent, or just east of Lucent to west of Quebec will be the starting point.
Great, thank you, Dave. I want to remind everybody that all you have to do is press *3 on your keypad, and you can ask a live question on this call. Our panel would be happy to answer any of your questions. I do have a couple more online questions. Can you remind us again how many lanes will be closed?
I'm not going to answer that question, Liz. This is Josh Barrett. Dave hit on this a little bit during his overview, but we're required to keep the existing lanes that you have out there open during the peak hours. So generally speaking, that's all your rush hours during the daytime. CDOT has some very strict policies on when we can close lanes. So strict, generally speaking, those are at night during the off-peak hours. And that, the intent of that is to minimize impacts to the folks commuting to and from work and through the heavy traffic hours. So that's a really important aspect of how we'll approach the work. So you'll see most of the work at night involves the lane closures. So I think that'll answer the question.
Great. Thanks very much. Let me tell you again, because we gave those numbers quickly, that if you have questions or concerns about the project, you can dial 303-347-0507 or email us at the project email at c470info@flatironcorp.com. Looks like we are waiting for someone who's waiting to ask a question, so we'll do one more online question and then see if we can get to our participant Bob here in a minute. Will there be HOV lanes?
I'll cover HOV, Jerome Estes again. And on this facility, there will be no HOV exemption. That doesn't mean that folks can't still carpool and split the toll, but what that does mean is that one of the differences between our facility and, say, US 36 is that there will not be the ability to switch over a transponder and receive a toll exemption. You can still, however, get a transponder that will work. It's state statute that the same transponder needs to work for all of our toll facilities, so you can realize savings via a transponder versus license plate tolling, which there would be a surcharge on our facility, just like there is on all others.
Great. Thanks very much for that. For those of you who joined us late, good afternoon, and thank you for joining today's telephone town hall hosted by the C470 project team. My name is Liz Adams, and I will be your moderator as we talk about C470 Express Lanes Design Build Construction Project with CDOT Project Director Jerome Estes, CDOT Owners Representative Josh Barrett, Matt Barnes, Project Manager with the contractor Flatiron AECOM LLC, and Dave Mantell, Deputy Project Manager for Flatiron AECOM. You can ask a question by pressing *3 on your keypad. You will be transferred to an operator who will take down some basic information, and then they'll get you into the queue. That's *3 on your keypad to ask a question. This might be a good time to also mention that if you need to leave the call early, you can leave us a comment by pressing *9. So if you're needing to leave the call early, just press *9 and you can leave a comment. For those of you who can't stay on the line until 3 p.m., we will post an audio recording of today's call on CDOT's website next week. So let's take some additional questions. We have a caller, Bob. Bob, what is your question for us today? If you'd repeat the question, and then we'll have our panel answer it. Oh, there we go. So Bob's question is, at Wadsworth and 470, 470 goes down from three lanes, and there's always a bottleneck. Will this project address this issue?
Yeah, Jerome Estes here, and I'm just wondering if we're talking about the C-470 segment between Kipling and I-70 potentially, just because in this location there are two general purpose lanes each direction at Wadsworth. I will say that I'm just excited that we did get the additional requested element from Flatiron AECOM, and I also meant to mention that they came in under our budget, but we had what was called an additional requested element for an eastbound express toll lane from Wadsworth to about the Platte River Bridge. Now, we weren't sure whether or not this was going to be able to be included in this project, but we are excited that it is, because for those folks that might work at Lockheed Martin and they get on that eastbound on-ramp at Wadsworth, there could have been a gap in this project, but now we're excited that there will be an express lane opportunity for people in the eastbound direction to pop in near the Wadsworth on-ramp and avoid the congestion that does appear there on a regular basis.
Great, thanks for that. We have another couple of online questions, both regarding trails. First is, will the trails be affected during construction? Who'd like to take that one?
I can take that, Liz. This is Dave Mantel with Flatiron AECOM. So trail access will remain throughout the duration of construction. There'll be trail enhancements at South Colorado and South Quebec. At these two locations, there'll be an at-grade separation, meaning you can stay on the trails under the bridges versus having to go up the road and cross over either South Colorado or South Quebec.
Great. And so are there going to be detours on the trails?
There will be. There will be short-term trail detours will occur at Willow Creek, the Highline Canal, and the Mary Carter Greenway, South Platte River crossing. Lots of signage and wayfinding will be placed along the trail, so riders are aware of any detours.
Excellent. Thanks for that. One more question. What will the new bridges look like? Will they look different from the ones that are already there?
I can take that, Liz. This is Matt Barnes with Flatiron AECOM. The aesthetics for the new bridges, the bridge widenings, are going to be real similar to the existing bridges. The colors will match, and we're just trying to maintain the existing aesthetics of the corridor.
And this is Josh. I can add on a little bit to that. The aesthetics is a big part of setting up these design-build contracts, and so there's a set of aesthetic plans with the intent of maintaining consistency throughout the corridor. So those requirements apply not only to the bridges but to retaining walls and other items like that. So,
great. Thanks for that. Another quick question. How are they going to collect the tolls?
All right. Jerome Estes, we are using E470 as our back office. And I talked a little bit about the toll schedule for transponders versus license plate toll. So if you don't have a transponder, we'll just capture license plate images just like they do on E-470. And then, again, the E-470 back office will collect those tolls for us. Or you can get a transponder that will work with all our facilities and realize savings.
Great. And do you have how much the tolls will be?
We have not finalized the toll schedule on this facility, but our goal, a very important point, is that the idea behind setting tolls isn't to make a certain amount of money. It is true that we can't finance the project without toll revenue, but at the same time, CDOT is a public entity, a Department of Transportation. We're not trying to maximize profit. What we're trying to do is optimized throughput. So what that means is that we're not going to set the toll so cheap that it operates just like the general purpose lanes, because that does not offer travel time savings or trip reliability. We also don't want to set the toll so high as to maximize profit and then not have very many folks in the express lanes. So I'm going into how we set the toll schedule, just that there's that sweet spot where you're really optimizing throughput in that express lane. But to answer your question more directly, our most recent projections suggest it could cost around $6 to travel the entire express lane facility in the westbound direction in the most congested period, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the evening commute, or the PM, what we call the PM peak. Now, that $6 figure is an estimate, and it is subject to change. And as the popularity of these lanes grows, we would need to adjust toll rates to, again, ensure we're maintaining that trip reliability.
Great. Thank you very much. How is this going to affect our holiday shopping?
I can take that. So this is Dave Mantel again with Flatiron AECOM. So first off, the holiday shopping that's over by Park Meadows Mall and I-25, we won't be in that general area here this year in 2016, so you'll see no impacts in that area this shopping season. We will be over there in 2017. But like we said before, whatever lanes are out there now, you're going to have the same lanes that are existing. We'll coordinate any of the ramp work around Yosemite and make sure that is coordinated around that shopping season.
Great, that's good to hear. I have a technical question here. What is Road X, and why is this project adding fiber / ITS? Can somebody take that?
Sure. That's a initiative that is very dear to our executive director's heart. This is Jerome again. And RoadX is essentially leveraging technology to improve safety and operations. I was just watching a news story today about Tour and Uber's new automated vehicle, the self-driving Uber version that they're launching in Pittsburgh. And so every day we hear a new news clip about, well, when is this vehicle automation really going to happen? What we're trying to do what we are doing on C470 as part of RoadX initiative is we're installing the infrastructure to facilitate the vehicle-to-vehicle communication that we believe is coming sooner rather than later. So as you mentioned, we are installing fiber and then different radio receivers that will help that vehicle-to-vehicle communication when those come online in what we assume is the more near term.
Wow, really exciting. Thanks for that. So I want to remind everybody that if you're on the line listening to the call, you can certainly ask a question by pressing *3 on your keypad, and then you'll be transferred to our operator who will take down some information and then get you into the queue, and we'll be able to answer your question. I do have a couple more online questions, so I'll go to those. But if you are a listener and would like to participate, we'd love to have you ask our panel a question. Let me go to the next question. Will you be closing ramps at the same time as the RTD project?
This is Josh Barrett. I can sort of answer that and expand upon the previous question on the shopping season. Without getting into any technical kind of boring details, I'd just like to say that our CDOT has three levels of public involvement. This particular project is a requirement that is the highest level, so we have very strict requirements for public outreach and coordination with affected agencies and local projects and things like that. So part of that requirement will be constant communication with those impacted by the project and coordination with adjacent projects. So those conversations will be held throughout construction in order to help minimize impacts and coordinate those two projects.
Great. Thanks very much. Let's see. We've answered a lot of online questions. We still have the lines open if you'd like to be screened and ask from our listening audience. But let's go to Matt and see if we can just give more information about the project so that people know where they can learn more about the project and contact everyone if they need to.
Sure. We have many different ways to keep in touch with the status of the project. And we actually have an additional opportunity for business owners to meet the team and learn about the project in person. Tomorrow, Friday, September 16th, we will be at the Highlands Ranch Library at 9292 South Ridgeline Boulevard from 2 to 3 p.m. for any business owners that would like to come and meet us in person. You can also find more information by visiting the CDOT website at www.codot.gov/projects/C470ExpressLanes. This call that we're on right now and the information presented at our open houses will be posted to this website. As mentioned earlier, we also have a 24-hour hotline to call into and help keep people informed. That hotline phone number is 303-347-0507, or you can email us at c470info@flatironcorp.com. If you would like to be added to our weekly construction alert updates, please call the hotline at 303-347-0507 or email us at that same email address, which is c470info@flatironcorp.com. During the project construction, we will have an extensive and ongoing public information effort. As mentioned earlier in the call, this construction will go from fall of 2016 and run through spring of 2019.
Great, thanks very much for that information. One of the other questions that we have here that we hadn't been asked yet was, how much time will people save on the express lane?
Okay. And what we're going to do closer to opening day is release a very interactive web tool that will help motorists understand how to use the express lanes, because there are going to be dedicated ingress egress areas along the facility when it opens, similar to US 36. Some folks on the line may have been to other facilities where there is just continuous access. That will not be the case on C470 for a variety of reasons, including the curvilinear nature of the facility. So the travel time savings offered for an individual motorist is going to depend on their trip combination. And we look forward to releasing that interactive web tool closer to opening day, just so that we can minimize the ramp-up period, increase familiarity as much as possible before people actually start driving the facility. And we talked earlier about how we could have a motorist realize, we project a motorist could realize up to 18 minutes of travel time savings when traveling the entire facility in the westbound direction during the evening commute period.
Great. Thanks so much for that. It looks like we have one caller that is still answering some screening questions. So we'll take one other online question, then we'll get to that person. Basically, could you talk a little bit about how our community is going to benefit from this?
Well, we talked about how infrastructure projects increase economic vitality, and we've also talked about how decreasing congestion is going to increase safety. We've hammered on the express lanes quite a bit, and it is an express lanes project, but we also briefly touched on the auxiliary lanes in addition. When this project is complete, we're projecting it's going to be an attraction for traffic, which is great news for local roads like County Line. We're going to relieve pressure off local roads and draw the traffic where it should be on a nice freeway facility where there are different choices. So it's going to have a wide range of benefits, and I'm sure most people on the line have seen news articles about how a dollar of infrastructure spending just cascades into a huge benefit. And so besides the economic and safety benefits, would be the two primary I'd point to.
Great, thank you. We do have a live question. Sally, would you pose your question to our panel, please? Sally, are you there?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear my name. Yeah, I'm wondering, how do I go about getting a transponder?
Right, so you can go online, and there is a link on our C470 Express Lanes website to the spot where you can sign up for one, or You can visit the E470 website as well. Just use your favorite search engine and find E470, and they'll be happy to send you a transponder.
Great, thanks for that. Well, doesn't look like we have any more online questions, and our listening audience has posed all the questions that they want to. So I think our call is going to come to an end for today. If we didn't get to you or you didn't get to ask your question, you can stay on the line at the end of the call and leave us a message. And on behalf of Jerome Estes and Josh Barrett, Matt Barnes, and Dave Mantell, and the C470 project team and CDOT, we want to say thank you so much for participating in this today, and we look forward to a great project. Thank you.